If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And that quality of life today is with goats, particularly this hour, Kari
Spencer.
And Greg Peterson. I got, you know what I should have done was made little name tags and set them on my computer screens. Although I do that with when Jeff Harper comes in, when he fills in for Jay, he actually writes Jeff on a stick-it note and puts on his forehead when he walks in because he's so used to me calling him Jay out of habit. But we were talking with Kim as we were going to the break.
Right.
She's got tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yes.
We found a little more information. She's grown them every year for years, never had this problem, and waters every other day until the ground is soaked.
Right. So it's probably a little bit too much water. So back off on the watering. Plus, tomatoes are very finicky. There's some tomato viruses that can grow in the soil and live in the soil. So you want to rotate your tomatoes. You want to move them from place to place. Don't grow them in the same place over and over again.
Maybe that's the thing. She's done it over and over and kind of just depleted that soil in that area.
Well, but the viruses are, you know, they will live year to year in the soil, and they negatively affect your tomato plants.
Now, if she has this virus, moves her tomato plants, does she need to go 10 feet away, 20 feet away, 50 feet away?
Probably 10 feet away is good.
Will that virus just die then if we leave the ground alone for a year?
A year or two. It has a tendency to go dormant or go away.
And that can be hard to hear if you've got the tomato plant now.
I know.
And it's not producing. Well, now you're set back a year on your tomato production.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and tomatoes don't do real well in the summertime here anyways, because anytime it gets over 90 degrees, the pollen dies. So one of the things that we suggest that you do with your tomato plants in the summertime is go out in the morning before it gets too hot and shake the tomato plant.
That's
a little
tip.
Self-pollinating.
Exactly. A little self-pollinating. So there's your tomato tip for the day.
Kim, we appreciate the call. Back to our topic of goats. Testing it. Where do we go to find goat milk?
You can buy goat milk in some of the regular grocery stores. You can get it at Trader Joe's. You can get it at Lucy's Market, which is just down the street from here.
Oh, wait. We got right here. We went and stopped and got some this morning, so everyone in the studio could have a taste. And it came from Crow's Dairy out in Buckeye. You can go to crowsdairy.com. They've got a listing of not only retail locations, but restaurants that serve their cheese and milk products.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about just all the different vitamins and everything, what taste? Need to plug my nose the first time if I'm a little hesitant and really used to that cow's milk?
Well, some people notice the taste more than others, and some people really don't care for it. In my case, I don't think the taste is that much different. We keep it really cold, and, you know, we put it right in the fridge. We don't ever let it get warm, and I think it tastes very near to cow's milk, but there are other people who don't like the taste at all.
When you milk it straight into a bucket, then do you filter it and then put it in the refrigerator?
Yes. Everything needs to be very sterile. We milk into a stainless steel bucket.
Okay.
And then we run it through a funnel, which has a filter in it.
Okay.
And it's really clean and fresh and delicious.
And then that goes into a pitcher, and then it goes straight into the refrigerator.
Straight into the fridge.
Okay.
Have you ever tried it warm?
No. My husband has, and he says it's not bad, but I prefer it cold.
Cold. Yes. I'm in that boat with you. The colder, the better.
Yes.
I don't think you can get milk too cold.
Right.
We have goat farms all over the state. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, you can find resources. Baja, Arizona. Have y'all seen that? BajaArizona.com. I found it doing research for goats. It's a listing of all different, basically, urban farms that have names, that have certifications specifically for Arizona. So around Huachuca and Elgin. We had a call earlier from Elgin.
That's right. Nice. So
we've put this resource guide together at rosieonthehouse.com. It's quite amazing just the depth of families that have it and do competitions. You had mentioned registering a goat. I never would have thought of registering a goat.
Yeah.
But you get into 4-H, you get into different agricultural things. What What's the cost to get started? I mean, fencing is obviously first. Get the fence before you get the goat. Can't encourage that enough.
Yeah.
Well, you can spend as little or as much money as you want.
Okay.
If you can just do a basic setup with some posts and some wire fencing. I wouldn't use chain link because there is some evidence that goats can climb that. But just regular livestock fencing, it's not very expensive.
I'm going to search that on YouTube. I'm going to search that on YouTube.
And, you know, they say 5 feet. I go 6 feet because I have a goat who will use another goat as a vault and jump over the fence. So we have 6 foot fences, but not anything expensive or fancy. And, you know, we just recycled some things to make a gate. And, we just cut some barrels in half for water. And so it's really not an expensive process. However, buying the goats, if you want a really good dairy goat, it's going to run in the neighborhood of between $100 and sometimes up to $250, $300 for a good dairy goat.
Wow. And you get yours from?
I get mine from Wish We Had Acres. And you do want to go to a reputable breeder that you can trust. You really don't want to go to the auction house because there's probably a reason that goat's there. You want to go to a breeder who knows what they're talking about and is going to provide you with a good product.
How about life expectancy?
Oh, they can live a long time. Dairy goats generally live in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 years. They can live a little bit longer if they stop having babies around the 10-year mark.
Now,
and do they make milk that whole time?
They will make milk for a very long time. As long as they keep having babies, they will have milk. Right. Yes.
Do they end life on a spit?
Sometimes.
I just had to know.
That's the last thing, and we'll on it in the next break, and we'll actually cover some specific. There's some very interesting information just about goat meat content. Was that your question? Sorry.
I want to kind of know. I have my pen in, and now it's time to get my goat, and I go pick up my goat. What do I expect? I mean, what's that first day like?
You can expect that goat to try and get out.
Ah, all right. Cool.
They will search for places to get out. And you need to spend a lot of time with that new goat and get it used to you and become friends. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yay. Two goats or more.
Two goats or more.
So yes. So you got to become friends with two goats
or more.
And they're both trying to get out.
Yes.
I think I'm just going to be friends with the Spencers.
Oh, there you go.
You know, goats, there has been a big, huge surge in goat popularity. But I can see it is a commitment.
It certainly is.
Man.
You'd mentioned trade-off earlier, potatoes. Rosie's a really good artichoke grower, so if you haven't...
That's right.
Well, my artichoke plant died, so I'll trade.
Oh, there we go. Now we have our commodities here. There you go. Hey, I want to just thank all of you for participating in our contest today. You won a $100 gold certificate, gift certificate from Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Derry Olson, who participates with us every year at Mother's Day and around Valentine's Day. They're famous for the tradition of the gold roses. And know if you step into their store and mention Rosie on the House, you're going to get about a 20% discount on that gold rose. And it has been one of the traditions around our house for a long, long time. Walk in there. It is an actual rose plant dipped and coated in pure gold. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have them all over the house. So again, thank you to Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Darrell Olson, and congratulations to the 5 Facebook winners at Rosie on the House. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Arizona Staycation real quick. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and register for that. Here's an idea. I try and bring an idea for a weekend staycation every single week. Here's a great one. Of course, it's the Arizona Quarter Horse Show and the Southern Arizona Quarter Horse Show that's going to be down at Sonoyta next weekend at the Santa Cruz Fairgrounds, right there on the edge of the little town of Sonoyta. There's going to be team roping. It starts Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Get down there, take a look. It's a great, fun family event. Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds, Sonoyta, Arizona. The Sonoyta Quarter Horse Show, and it is approved by AQHA, the Arizona Quarter Horse Association. So just one more great idea for an Arizona family staycation. Back to the topic of urban farms and goating. Do you call it goating?
I guess you could.
Goat farming. Now, this actually took me a long time to, because the first thing I thought of a goat is this first thing, and maybe just having horses. Gosh, you know, it's not buying it, it's keeping it alive that's so expensive. Are they, do these come with the myriad of, you know, veterinary requirements that a lot of equine industry does?
Not nearly as much as horses would. No, they do need some shots. They need their hooves trimmed, and babies need to be disbudded. You don't really want a goat with horns because they can be dangerous. And they need to be dewormed occasionally, but they're not really expensive as far as their care. And
I don't have to
goes.
Float their teeth.
No.
I don't have to put shoes on them.
No.
And trimming, is that something that I need to call a goat foot trimmer for?
Well, you can learn to do it. I don't, just because I have a good resource, but certainly you could do that yourself.
And when we're talking about milking, I've heard that if you want to get ready for an arm wrestling championship, you can start milking a goat for your workout.
Sure. It's not really that hard to do, except that your arm has to stay in kind of the same position for a while. And but it's not really difficult.
Now, I've did some research, and I found on the Purdue University's website on how many squeezes it takes to get a gallon of milk by a cow, 350. Have you ever sat there and counted your goat squeezes?
I have never done that, but you know, I probably will the next time. I'll be thinking about
that's
it.
Good. That's good.
It's
going to
be in the back of your mind now.
How long does it take? Well, the daily milking is how long per goat?
It depends on how skilled you are.
Okay.
The first time you milk, it's probably going to take you half an hour. You know, the 200th time that you milk, it'll take you 2-3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Back right after this.